Welcome to the WX Nation Wire podcast from Fort Worth, Texas. Be sure to visit WXNation.com for all of your weather needs. Now here's the webmaster, Bill Young.
Welcome to the WX Nation Wirecast for February 21st, 2006. It was 3 years ago Sunday, and 1,111 posts ago that the WX Nation Wire, then known as WX Nation Weblog, was launched. To celebrate, I posted some recently snapped photos taken in the Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas area, and they include a foggy morning looking up at the skyscrapers in downtown Dallas, and what appears to be two suns on the horizon. It's actually the skyline of Fort Worth. You can see both of those and other pictures in the WX Nation Wire at wxnation.com/wire. In weather news, an interview aired on WSLS-TV in Roanoke, Virginia. It revealed that two weathermen have recently struggled with a heroin addiction. Icy roads led to more than 2,000 accidents in North Texas. Dallas police report hundreds of accidents over this past weekend. Also, at least 956 accidents were reported over the weekend in Fort Worth, and at least 397 accidents in nearby Arlington. Winter reminded us this week that it's not over. A record low for Alliance, Nebraska early Saturday, minus 36 degrees, that's Fahrenheit. It also dropped to minus 13 in Denver and minus 7 in Chicago. Not records, but awfully cold. On Monday, Consumers Energy finished restoring power to more than 250,000 Michigan customers who lost power in a storm last Thursday. Heavy snow postponed qualifying for the Olympic women aerials on Sunday, and a storm with wind gusts up to 143 miles per hour uprooted trees and snapped power lines in Vermont. And now, weird news. Snow that some residents describe as dark as chocolate brown was reported across parts of Colorado. Winds picked up dust and sediment from Arizona and kept them airborne over Colorado. It was a three. That's the quick but record-breaking snowstorm that brought 26.9 inches of snow to New York City Central Park. That giant storm was classified a Category 3 major storm on the new Northeast Snowfall Impact Scale. In QuakeWire, FEMA now admits there isn't a plan in place to deal with an earthquake in California. And in space news, the commander of the next space shuttle says NASA has taken the right steps to reduce the amount of potentially lethal foam known to fall off during launches. Also, lawmakers are telling NASA that manned space missions must be fully funded to keep up with other competing nations. You can find links to all of these stories on the WX Nation Wire at wxnation.com/wire. And remember, you can also find links to weather and webcams from all over the United States, Canada, and now London at wxnation.com. And as always, the music in the background is from Kevin MacLeod of incompetech.com. Until next time, this is Bill Young.